No question.
Yep. And then you, in the video you see it, Jordan went for the rebound. He nudged him. Chris Childs nudged him a little bit. Jordan went for that nigga. I did that to plenty of niggas. And he came with that motherfucking cross-faced chicken wing elbow. Among! All you heard was, knocked all them sonic rings out of his motherfucking ass.
Hey, homage. Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
If you know like I know, top of the mook is better.
Good morning, motherfuckers. Top of the mook.
That's the energy I like right there, brother.
Yeah. Okay. Wake up, motherfuckers.
Top of the mook.
Yeah. We're back, episode 54.
53, man.
53?
No, I was 54.
I was going to say shit.
54, lock and loaded on the 54. I was right. Horace Grant.
Oh, man. Okay, well, listen, real quick, before we get into everything, man, make sure y'all subscribe to Top of the Mook Podcast Clips. We got new thumbnails, new titles up there, everything looking real sturdy, so make sure y'all go over there. We're trying to get Top of the Mook Podcast to his first 1,000 subscribers, so make sure y'all help us get there, man, by tapping in and showing love. Make sure y'all go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. That's where we got clips. We got clips on there, too. So if you're on Instagram and you just like, you know what I'm saying, scrolling and breezing through things, go through Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram. And then make sure y'all also go to Mr. Organic with a K on Instagram and Tall Guy at Car Reviews on Instagram as well. And make sure y'all tap in. And Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok. And make sure while y'all on Instagram, too, make sure y'all follow DC the Composer and Fareed on Instagram as well. And then go to Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok. And yeah, make sure if y'all on everything right now, we got the 5-star Apple star reviews. I'm always fucking up my words with that. Make sure y'all go to Apple and get 5-star reviews. And we read it at the top of the morning every time. Actually, you want to pull that up through? We can chop it up.
Let's see if we got something.
And get the people some love. The top of Mookeries.
Yeah, give them that top of the Mook love. Let's see what we got here, man. Hopefully, you got some new ones. You know, sometimes they move slow. We had close
the door. And it's on all streaming platforms, too. So y'all want to make sure y'all don't miss it, man. And if y'all want any product placement or any brands, y'all want to be up here with me and Mr. Organic, make sure y'all email us at ballernothingelse@yahoo.com. Yes, sir. Links below in the description. Make sure y'all tap in, man.
Yes, sir.
Who we got, 3-0?
We got Less Made. The title is Sturdy. 5 stars.
Okay. Appreciate
Love
it, brother.
Love the show, champ. Definitely one of them ones. Feel free not to answer this, but I am a true G-Squad member.
Appreciate
and
it.
Always wondered why he deleted the...
Let me see. Hey, he trolling?
Not trolling, just a little too nosy for the mouth. 3 of them on point, though.
Oh, that's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Read it then.
Oh, nah, I ain't going that
okay,
come
then,
on,
champ.
That's too extra.
Boy,
it took me a while to read.
Yeah, nigga.
You know, come on, brother. I got my GED in prison.
Okay.
Brother. You know what I'm saying? So I was on the first and second line when you said, okay. I thought it was in there, but then type went with the extras.
3 of them on point, bro.
Got to relax, champ.
Relax.
Come on, man.
Come on, champ.
There we go. Thank you, brother. Come on, man. What we talking about right there? That motherfucker. Yeah, bro. That's what you got to do. What's wrong with you?
You went too deep in the carcass, bro.
Y'all want to read what you say? Go to Apple. Get 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
And scroll through y'all shit. Do your understandings. You know what
and
saying?
We going to tell this nigga this.
Boy, ain't no fucking way.
Come on now, champ.
We got new buttons, y'all. We excited about these motherfuckers. Looking at that motherfucker.
I'm sure others are wondering as well.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Hey, well, guess what, Champy? Wonder away, brother.
Think about this.
The jig is up.
Nosey,
bitch.
Okay, let me read the other ones, man. We got top tier.
It might be the same one, but.
Is it?
I don't
Which
know.
One's that one?
It's Monday. When was the last time we was here? Monday?
You know what?
That might be new one. No, go to that top tier. Might be
top
new
tier. We got from Willis Cox. You know, is that the name right there? Yeah, I know. Whoa.
God damn.
Y'all like to do buttons? All right, listen. But I appreciate you, though, champ. But you got to relax, though, man. But top tier, sub to a lot of quality podcasts. This is one I look forward to the most. Nothing better than when Slim get to picking threes mental to give us a full understanding of the mastermindery. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate you, champ.
Yeah, that's a good
Trust
one.
Trust me, that goes on way more behind the scenes than y'all will ever know. Look at the eye. Ever know.
God damn it, the applause ain't working.
The applause ain't working?
God damn it.
All right. We got Funny Ash.
That's the one we already read. Funny
yeah, we read
hell.
That?
I remember we like Funny as Hell.
Okay, well, shout out to you, Funny Ash. Go drop another one. 5-star Apple.
Funny as hell.
100%, man.
Remember, that's the abbreviation.
Yeah, appreciate y'all, man.
Yeah, love from the team.
Yeah, 100%.
That was a good one. Shout out to Willis. You can say the last name, brother. And Les May. Yeah, the 5-star reviews is dope, man. We appreciate those. It definitely keeps us in the algorithm.
Yeah. And, let's go to Top Move Podcast Clips. Let's show them some love on there that's on Top Move Podcast Clips. Let me pull in yours. I'll pull some, man.
Top of the Mood Podcast Clips.
Yeah, and that link's below in the description, too, so y'all want to make sure y'all definitely don't miss it, all right? Now, let's see if we can wrap it in right here, man. We get nothing but love all around the way, and we appreciate y'all. What do you ever know? Mm-hmm. And then right there, y'all.
Oh, got to have the love. It's mandatory, bro, especially when it's pure.
Yeah, 100%. There we go.
Baby, I like it like that Guantanamo.
So we got a comment here from Zariel Jackson. Keep grinding, keep pushing out the positive vibes. Out the music is fire. So I'm assuming he's saying the music fire too. Okay,
appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes I'm moving a little fast, you know, a little grammar.
It's all good. I do.
Unless I'm moving a little fast and I'm reading wrong, because you know that happens too.
I do it all the time too. Shit, I just play it off and act like I didn't fuck up.
Yeah. Oh, we know, sir.
Come on now. Big white
man. Gotta keep it organic for the people, champion.
Learned it from the best.
The crackers. Nah, there we go here. Showing the Clip Channel some love. See, that's what I'm talking about. Big support from JACORAC. So Jockerock.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that's what.
See, the easiest way to do it though, you got the studio.
Oh
right?
Yeah, that's true, honey. Just go to the move. Yeah, oh, okay. See, look at you. See, I'm up. Hey, brother,
it's all good, brother.
You be up on more technology than me. I was actually asking three about stuff with the reels on the Instagram and stuff like that because I've been posting on my Instagram.
Activated. So,
yeah. Showing the Clip Channel some love. Also, can you both react to Three's first TV scene? A reaction from both of you would be comedy.
I think that was my reaction to my shit was better than my acting. I was going crazy.
That was pretty funny.
The
full
vlog I made. I was like a two dub.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I ain't gonna lie to you. You can't go wrong with anything critiquing anything. It's gonna be funny as shit.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do the reactions now.
Yeah, okay. We got another one right here. Bloomin' Jenkins here before 250 subs. They going to 1 million quick. Mark my words.
Yeah, you go to the studio because
this one here. Yeah, the more recent ones. Well, hey, I appreciate it being there before for the million subs.
Definitely need it. What's his name? Give him some more
Jenkins.
Love. Shit. Thank you, Jenkins. We love that shit. Thank you, Jenkins.
You know, right there, though, tight.
Right here. So that motherfucker moving.
Yeah.
So Mr. Organic punched the girl. That's the clip. And Ron.
Loud my ass off.
Yeah, Ron SW. Yep, loud my ass off. We got What Is It Like Making Music. with Mr. Organic, and the guy said, keep grinding, keep pushing positive vibes out there. Music is fire. I think you said that one. What's this? Why every rapper should go independent. This is 5G's to stand by. Illinois, be right back with the rest.
I definitely said that wrong now. Reading too fast.
It's all good. Kind of a retainer. Yeah, okay. Yeah, 5G's on standby. Illinois, right back with the rest. Kind of a retainer. I got you, brother. What is one? People that choose to rape people. Whoa, you got that written on there, brother? You never want to put the rape in.
I ain't put. Did I do that? I did. Did that
with the grape in the goddamn in the caps. That's the one you said. The showing the clips of love one. Yep.
Everybody go show the Top Move Podcast Clip Channel some love, man.
Yeah, that was because
we're gonna read y'all comments on there too, sporadically. You know what I'm saying? So you never know, your comment might get read. And then make sure y'all also go to Apple reviews or Apple and get a 5-star review.
Clips is
appreciate y'all.
Is, ramping up there, and we're gonna start dropping shorts and stuff too. And y'all can catch a little clips and all that.
Yeah.
But make sure you go to the main channel and listen to all the streaming platforms and get full understanding.
1 billion%.
Because it's the best podcast in the game, man. We know that. It ain't no competition. It's just some full understanding given dealt with. You know?
For sure. You came here full with all rings today, too. You was an activated type, huh?
Yeah.
Must feel like hitting somebody. You must have a dream about punching somebody.
I actually didn't.
Oh, okay.
I've been chilling, man. I've been on my no nut November so far, brother.
Oh, okay.
No homo sapien involved, but
yeah.
It's been cool this whole month, just keeping the surplus piled up, man.
Okay.
I got my new Gargoyle Honey, though, just in case, you know, it brings your libido.
Talk to him about the honey.
Well, we got the Gargoyle Honey. If you don't know, I just, you know, was a beekeeper, had my own colony of bees.
That was crazy in Minnesota.
Yeah, that was legendary when I first started my YouTube. Mm-hmm. So I was very into
the gold spoon.
Yeah, with the golden spoon. They got the golden spoon now, too. It was just, if you don't know about honey, man, it's good for your allergies. If you got local bees, It's good for your allergies, protection from that. Also, it's good for your skin. It's good for your arteries and your heart. And also cleans out your penile tube. Mm-hmm. The more you eat, it cleans out that penile tube.
Because you do go raw a lot.
Yeah, I'm a raw nigga. Organic nigga, I prefer.
Okay.
It's an organic lifestyle. I'm doing the way Adam and Eve did it. They wrap a goddamn leaf around his cock and stuff it in there.
But there's only two of them, brother.
It's only one of me. That's even better.
So that's for a total of...
Damn!
Ooh-wee, baby! Is it ooh-wee?
But yeah, so it's just good for your whole body, and it's a superfood if you don't know about honey, that you could just eat honey to by itself. You don't need water or nothing. You can't survive on it, and it never goes bad as long as you seal that jar. King Tut and them had jars of honey in their tombs when they opened them up. It's a golden food.
Emperors,
King Solomon, David, they all stood on honey. So I just always enjoyed it. So I'm just bringing it back to my people. And the blessed thing about it, too, you order my honey, there's going to be some signed jars in there and an opportunity for three people and a guest to win a trip to Cancun provided by the God himself, man.
Oh, damn, so you get the honey and the money.
You get the honey and the money. Wake up, eat honey, get to the money. GargleHoney.com, man. But, yeah, so, like,
go get y'all some.
So I've been chilling No Nut November, man. I ain't really was on purpose. I just went through a couple of days, you know, drought. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just chilling right now. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to try to go the whole month.
But no particular reason, just one.
First, it started off, I just had no sound. I didn't want to double back on nothing. I wanted something new, and nothing came through. So I was like, fuck it, let me try it out.
Mm.
It put me in a predicament of like, fuck it. I saw that was going on this month. Let me just contain myself for this whole month.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to be pretty drastic, too. You know, I don't masturbate, brother.
Okay.
So if I load it up for a month, boy, somebody going to die. Motherfucker, goddamn December, going to be dead December, so whatever I get hold of.
Cautionary that made you do it. Just
nah,
was like,
brother, ain't nothing ever cautionary for the three of them. Ain't nothing I ever worry about on those realms. You know what I'm saying? I'm purified by the hand of God.
Okay, there you go. Anointed.
Oh, man, drenched.
Anointed to that.
Come on, brother. I used to swim in the lake of Minnetonka, so I'm preserved by that.
Okay, all
you
right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'm just, you know, loaded up, ready for December, man. I'm going to try my best, man, see how long I can go.
Okay. So he goes, oh, hey, brother, that's a
damn
top level accomplishment, brother. You do that one because we know three of them.
You ever heard of No Nut November?
Of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's like for something. What is it for? Like cancer or something. And it's like no shave, too. It's no shave and no nut. People grow their beards out.
Hey, brother.
Yeah, I know your goddamn whiskers be looking like goddamn Willard.
Hey, man, them motherfuckers grow in like a little kitty.
Looking like Rat Boy. You remember that movie, Eugene Rat Boy?
Goddamn, I got to be the.
You remember that movie? You do look like Eugene, Jeff. Eugene!
Can we pull this up, man?
You know this
so fucked up.
We got to pull up this Eugene. If y'all know, comment below. Y'all remember that movie, The Rat Boy. Eugene, that's a roast. I ain't gonna lie.
That's a bloody.
You remember Eugene, though? Eugene, you, hey, boy. You look like Eugene. I ain't brought up Eugene anymore. That's me.
So roast you. Don't ever bring him up again.
Nah, that's a roast.
Not out of this context.
That's an epic roast.
Let me just
look at the rat boy.
Let me just show y'all.
Eugene, look at
Come
Eugene.
Come on, man. What's wrong with him?
Look at the rat boy.
Now, I ain't seen that movie in a while. Damn, that motherfucking movie was made in 86.
That's an old movie, bro.
Yeah.
I ain't talking about Eugene, so that's been one of my go-to roasts when I was in Eugene. Like, that's a roast a nigga.
Well, quick. You can't roast it now because nobody knows that old movie.
They got to bring it back, Jeff.
Yeah.
That Rat Boy was epic,
that's what
though.
I remember right there.
It's called Rat Boy.
Yeah.
That's a good movie.
Weak-ass movie.
Get nigga back.
Trash.
He looked like the
You know why it's too early in the morning to be fucking with you, man. We shoot this shit like the Breakfast Club. Otherwise, I'll roast his ass to shreds. I ain't got nothing for you right now, though. Listen.
I'm E.T. I'm E.T., you rap boy.
No. No, E.T. too old because E.T. kind of low wave. You know what I'm saying?
I know,
so don't try to act like...
I'm brown like him. I'm E.T.
No.
Bug-eyed.
Don't worry. I'll double back to you later. I'm going to double back to you later from the hip.
Yeah, bald head ass. Like that. Bald head nigga.
It's okay, brother.
The rap boy good, I know.
It's all right, man.
Everybody go watch White Boy.
I actually got to show y'all something, man. I wanted to get y'all take on this, man, because I was watching it last night and I knew three ain't never seen it.
Okay.
Well, Michael Jordan and what was
Chris Childs.
Chris Childs. Do we got the laptop? Where can we pull that up?
No, we ain't got the laptop on.
We ain't got the laptop to pull it up. Well, listen. What was you about to say? Oh, yeah. No, so.
We got the clip, though.
We got the clip.
For you to play it.
Yeah, for sure. But, so Michael Jordan, so I never knew this, but everybody know he got into it with Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe.
No, he got into it with Kobe?
Yeah, that was when the two-piece move.
Chris Child.
Extra Crispy, yeah. Yeah. He just dropped a joint on Vlad TV, so I seen it yesterday.
Yep, he looking all fat and embarrassing. Come on, man.
So stupid. Yeah. Hey, did he, was the jig type up after that with Kobe?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
It pretty much slowed down, you know what I'm saying?
But he was in there for a while, though, because he got into it with Jordan, too.
Yeah, he'd been there for years. Yeah, I mean, you know, Knicks and the Bulls had that rivalry like a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, okay, you know? So he was fully in there for a while before that shit with Kobe.
Oh, for sure.
Okay, yeah. No, see, yeah. I wasn't really that tapped in when Keep G with you.
Yeah, you never really played, but yeah, paid attention to basketball.
Yeah, man. I think what really brought him to stardom, like, don't get me wrong, people knew him in
the
NBA.
Kobe two-piece.
It was the Kobe two-piece.
It was vicious.
100%. Nobody ever...
Tore his ass up.
Nobody ever knew. But so, long story short, I seen it after, so he got into it with Michael, too. He said, that's the one... He said, Kobe, you know, he's like, hey, you know, rest in peace, you know.
Jordan got him.
He said, boy, that's the one he should have knocked his ass out. He said that in the video. He said, that's the one motherfucker I should have just knocked him the fuck out.
Because he put that full elbow on the back of his goddamn neck.
Yeah, he swung that joint hard, too. So
yeah,
every time he seen it, he probably was getting hot type.
For sure.
No question.
Yep, and then in the video you see it, Jordan went for the rebound. He nudged him. Chris Childs nudged him a little bit. Jordan went for that nigga. I did that to plenty of niggas. And he came with that motherfucking cross-face chicken wing elbow. Bang! All you heard was, knocked all them sonic rings out of his motherfucking ass.
Sonic rings, that was a good one. Yeah, you know,
come on, man. So he knocked the sonic rings out of him. He boomed. Yeah. He tried to rush on Jordan. Jordan goddamn got close to him, put them hands up to block that, thought dude was going to punch. He put that judo block and grabbed him. Boom, and dude just grabbed him because it was close. So what was your take on it? Because you said some particular things I did not like, sir.
I said Jordan was really pussy.
And how
I think
was that?
Because I'm gonna say it like this.
And y'all got the clip below.
So he because you see he was about to swing that right to him. So Jordan tried to act like he was with the smokery.
He put the arm up with the block.
No, but he tried to act like he was with the smokery. So after he threw the elbow,
right.
He had to run behind dude.
Yep.
And then he was right there, right, with that right hand cocked, the Wilder motherfucker. Right.
I don't know if it had that much oomph in it.
I don't know. It probably didn't have a.
Yeah, but who
was Wilder?
Who had an arm cocked?
Oh boy.
Yes, he did.
He had it cocked ready for Jordan
on
that
somebody
right.
Somebody got the arm cocked.
But then he
do?
Got so close, he couldn't extend it.
Okay, but what did Jordan do, though, in the video?
He put his hands up.
No, that's not what he did right away.
That's what
away.
He did right away.
No, he didn't.
What did he do?
He put his arm up to block the punch.
No, he was scared, man. It was scared.
Nigga got his arm cocked to pop. He was running there and get hit in my jaw.
Old boy wasn't there for him, man. The one that usually always coming to fight for his battles.
He was on another team. Oakley was on the other team. Yeah, did you know that?
Yeah, but
he's number 34.
I didn't know,
okay,
sir.
That just helped you.
Yeah, but I know he got with the Bulls after typed in, right?
He was with the Bulls before.
Before? Okay, shit. I don't know that much shit about this shit. I said it already, but he can't roast me. I already said I ain't know. I just say I didn't even know what the nigga team was before, after. I didn't know shit.
Charles Oakley was on the Knicks at the time.
So he saved that shit for Kobe after, though. He was so bad about the Michael Jordan shit, he saved
that's
it for Kobe.
That's why he
had to get it to him.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep.
So when soon Kobe did anything to him, nigga, I'm going to two-piece you. Because he hesitated, Jordan blocked and grabbed up, and everybody broke it up, and he got that knot on back of his neck for the rest of his life.
Yep.
So when Kobe played with him, it wasn't no time to be playing. It was two-piece off the rip, and nigga, I got mine off.
Yep.
100%. And that trainer, but my nigga Jordan cracked his skull open.
Jordan was scared, man.
Ran up on him.
It was scared.
He put the
hands up. Listen, nigga, listen, let me tell you something. How Michael was running up. And nigga, if you on that type of time, you on that type of time, champ. Michael Jordan always fought people that didn't fight him back. He was always a bully.
Reggie Miller don't fight back.
That wasn't no fight, three.
What was it then?
A scuffle.
So it was a scuffle.
They wasn't no hands. Wasn't nobody throwing
nigga
no hands.
Grabbed his whole neck and bent it and ripped the skin
cool
off.
All that. He hold him.
Yeah.
But he ain't squabble. What do you mean get down? What do you mean throw his hands?
His chin
wasn't tested.
That's Michael Jordan.
Why yeah, but why you hit people shit? Like Steve Curry? Michael Jordan
that's
only hit
practice.
He only hit people that didn't fight
we
back.
Don't know he's everybody.
A bully.
We don't know everybody he fought. That's just documented push the
picky curtains, choosy nigga,
out.
Man.
Hey, man, I'm a pick and choose too. I'm Michael Jordan worth hundreds of millions. I got
a
time
picky
to be.
Nigga,
I am. I'm hundreds of millions. I'm trying to live. I'm trying to keep my money. I'm not going to sit here and just be
I don't like when niggas
fighting everybody, anybody, and get killed or lose all my money. I'm not doing that. I'm Michael Jordan. I'm going to pick and choose, and I'm going to go home with my Jews, man. I ain't just going to be out here reckless. I got too much to lose.
Why act like it then? Why acting like you fake tough? Because when that right was cocked, The nigga put his hands up. Oh.
He blocked it.
No, he didn't.
Blocked the right hand. Everybody can see. Look at the video.
No, he did.
Put his arm up with the block, and then he stopped him.
No,
he's smart.
He put his hands up. Oh, because you can tell as soon as he came around, dude, he thought that dude business. Was going to be scared of him. Because when he came around him, he that joint was cocked, and he got scared. Oh, shit. He froze. You can see it in the video. The nigga froze, man.
I see the video. He blocking it. That nigga, if I run up on somebody and they got their arm caught by this, I'm supposed to go in there and try to punch and get
first knocked
off, out?
I would hope if you run up on somebody, nigga, you ready to throw hands.
I am, but I'm still smart enough to got
you
defense.
Might be. He wasn't, though.
Okay, what I'm saying is I'm still going to move smart enough. If I'm running up to fight a nigga and I see they got the arm cocked, I'm not going to run in there and punch and get my ass knocked out. I'm going to, slow down, block, and then resurface.
Michael
nigga,
Jordan,
that's just what I would do.
That's what you would do. No, it's not what he
Jordan
did.
Jordan did it, too.
No, he did.
Jordan to go.
No, he did.
Elbowed that nigga head, broke his cranium.
Listen.
Ran up on a nigga. What's up?
Here's the thing.
Judo block.
Here's the thing.
Hands up. The ref's coming. I'm going, I didn't do nothing. Nigga, that's smart move.
Here's the thing. I rock with Jordan. But I think Michael Jordan from afar, I don't think he's no likable dude. I think he has a flawed character.
Just you know what I'm saying? He's not.
But so for me, I think a nigga like that uses his name, and then everybody's usually intimidated by him.
Right.
So when he runs up on niggas, he uses that as a bully factor because he know everybody really type look up to him.
For sure.
So when he get on his aggressive shit, get on some bullshit, most motherfuckers are going to tuck tail because it's Jordan.
Right.
So when he ran up on that nigga, he thought that was going to work with that nigga too. No, that nigga was ready to lay you down,
but
boy.
But did he lay him down?
No, he didn't. He should have. He regretted it.
So did it work then?
He should have threw his NBA career right then and there and knocked his motherfucking chin off his head.
Everything you said, did that work? He ran up on him, dude got nervous, slowed himself down. Did he do nothing? No. And he already got elbowed and cracked in the back of his head. Who won that altercation?
I think Jordan won.
Okay.
But I think who did it expose more? I think Jordan.
How?
Because his shoulders, Charlie, you running up and you ain't ready to throw no hands, nigga.
I already That's elbowed pussy. You in your head. You got to do your job now. And you were scared because you intimidated.
Jordan was more scared.
You were intimidated by me on Michael Jordan.
It don't take that much for a nigga not looking to throw an elbow. It don't take much for that. Yeah, it don't take much for that. That don't make you tough,
I don't believe
champ.
In no fair fights, man.
Yeah. Ain't this no such thing. There's no rules in fighting. That's a fact. But it wasn't a fight.
It wasn't. It was just, elbow your head.
He was trying to bully the nigga. That's what it was.
He did. Cracked his head, ran up on him. Nigga was scared to even throw a punch. Nigga, Jordan did his job.
No, I ain't feel like he had room to stand. If dude went there, I think he would just laid him down.
I don't think so.
Yeah. I think, you know what's crazy? I'm going to keep it real with you. People that be acting tough like that, I be wanting them motherfuckers to get laid down. Like Jordan, he should have got his ass laid down.
Because
you're doing all that shit, hitting niggas like Steve Kerr in practice. Motherfuckers, you know ain't going to fight back. Right. You a bully. Bullies get bullied over here, nigga.
Some know how to bully and still beat the shit out of niggas. Some niggas is smart. You know what I'm saying?
Every bully got their day.
They do, but some
every
don't.
Bully.
Some don't.
Some, but they most some do. Most some do.
Some know how to move. Some niggas are smart. When they bully, they can pick and choose, and they got them tactical how they move. So there's not a doing. If what I'm saying with Jordan, that's what he did.
He should.
He came out victorious every time.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, he saved it for Kobe and was out of the league after. He should have gave it to Jordan. That motherfucker deserved it more than Kobe.
That's what it really been out of the league then.
Yeah, good though.
He deserved it more.
For a good reason.
He probably still got brain damage out of that.
That's
elbow.
Why he regretted. He like I should have beat the fucking living shit out of him.
Hard. He
said he was
hard.
On the golf course with him before though. He said him and Oakley was there too. He said and he said he made it very blatantly clear to Jordan, "Hey, play with me again. I'm gonna knock your ass out. I ain't gonna hesitate."
Too late. That's too late though. I already did it.
I
already did.
I ain't gonna lie, nigga. It's up, man. Hit me in my head like that.
You
done
whooped him on that court.
I'd have been got kicked out of the league.
Yeah, for sure. What that would have did for your life.
We'll work that out later. But right now, you going down, champ.
Right.
Michael Jordan, listen, here's the thing. They going to forever know this nigga that beat the dog shit out of Michael Jordan. I'm going to make it count, too.
But you going to be broke in the trailer home or something.
God bless America.
Oh, shit. Hey, man.
I don't play with that respect, man. You going to elbow me in my head like that. I honestly, I'm going to keep it real with you. If I had time to think, I wouldn't do a motherfucking thing. But on the impulse, that initial hit would have hit him, too. I'm not even thinking. I'm going to black out.
Nigga with the elbow me, it's no way I ain't leaving with his motherfucking blood on my knuckles.
Yeah, you got to.
Boy. There's no way.
And since I know it's Jordan, I'm going to make this motherfucker count.
It's going to be hard to that see everybody.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Hit,
it's all good, though.
He at least got a 2-3 piece off, and he was just.
Tasmanian devil, man.
He paused. And that fucked it up.
People just initially
like he did with Kobe.
Yeah.
Because forever he's known for that.
That's
right?
Why, yep.
He didn't hesitate.
He should have got Jordan. He know it.
He'd have been legendary.
He know it. Oh, that would have been the one loss Jordan had on his resume.
No fucking way, boy.
That would have been the one loss, huh? That would have been the one loss he had on his resume. He should have fucked him up bad.
He had the opportunity. He had it.
But you gotta agree though, bro. Niggas that be doing that shit with niggas, I don't like when niggas do that to people that ain't on no fighting shit, that ain't come from no fighting shit, right, and ain't on that type of shit. But so you were trying to hit niggas like that, I think that's pussy, man.
I don't think it's pussy. I think that's just nigga shit. Like, everybody's not, listen, bro. And I get it. If you want mutual combat and all that, I'm with both, right? I ain't gonna lie. I'm with it. I don't like picking on motherfuckers easy. I ain't with no picky choosy right. shit. But I am too, though. Like, when I know it's like, if I ain't like going all the way with a motherfucker, I'm like, I'll pause it.
Right.
And if a nigga too weak, I'm gonna pause it too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I gotta go, I got to go. I don't really give a fuck. But it's not like I'm looking for a nigga. He can fight good. Let's fight today. Let's die like Spartans. Come on, brother. I got time for that.
Right.
But if it go there.
But let's say we're just arguing.
Yeah, we arguing.
Like okay. fucking Steve Kerr and Jordan, just
right,
arguing.
Right.
They ain't video footage of that, like Draymond and Poole.
Right.
But let's just say it's just see, like that.
Like that scenario, like.
But Draymond, let's stay on Kerr okay. and Jordan real quick.
Okay, let's go.
We can jump back over there. That okay. is a different situation. That he pushed is. Him and then put his hands up.
Because you had to do
totally different, brother.
Totally. Okay.
Totally.
Kerr and Jordan, let's go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's Kerr and Jordan, there's no footage, but everybody know.
Kerr was acting dumb, being all aggressive. Like
no, he did. They did not say that. No,
what'd they say?
No, they were saying he just got mad and just socked him up.
No, they both was going at it, bro.
No, yeah, they going at it basketball wise.
Right,
right. But nobody, they didn't say Steve Kerr pushed Jordan or nothing like that.
Of course not. He got it all first. So but they was acting dumb in all practice, arguing, pushing with each other, doing just regular basketball OC shit.
Right.
So your temperature is
look
already
how Steve Kerr is in them post games and all that, bro. He that nigga ain't he's no fight great, nigga.
But he's a talking shit white boy.
Yeah, it's cool. He work hard,
being aggressive. That yes. nigga dirty. You playing gotta like, be. John Stockton, man, nigga type.
No, hell, John Stockton was crazy.
You bro. See what nigga
Steve Kerr
Jerry Stackhouse did to goddamn Jeff Hornacek?
No.
You ain't never seen that clip?
Ooh. Well, I probably did, but I probably don't remember.
Yeah, I got to find that one. But it's like them little white niggas be sneaky with the elbows and push the hip out and all that.
Yeah.
Man, get off me.
You know white boys are always the ones you hate man, guard you.
So there you go.
They're always the worst.
So there you go.
Yeah, but.
So you really going to get
Steve
off
Steve Kerr went guarding Jordan in practice, though, brother.
Yeah, he was?
No.
It was
I'm telling you, this is what I think. I'm just going to give my assumption.
Let's get it.
I think Michael Jordan, he used to be able to say whatever he want, do whatever he want,
right.
and can't nobody say nothing back.
Facts.
And if you do, he get on some aggressive shit.
Oh,
and then he do it with niggas that you know either type look up to you, which is pussy. You do it to nigga that look up to you. Like, come on, bro. That's like doing that to a fan that really look up to you type. You know what I'm saying?
And know your role,
he's
nigga.
Fully in your realm with you.
But
this ain't no regular nigga, though.
I'm the boss. You look up to me, nigga. Don't be getting smart and extra with me, nigga. That's a fact.
But y'all competing.
Okay, nigga, relax, though. I'm
okay.
still me.
Okay, cool. Let's go back to the next part. So that's first one is niggas you look up to you and you're trying to hold them, right? So you getting away with it because you know you're going to intimidate them because you Michael Jordan and they not.
That's part of the game, though.
Okay, cool.
That's basketball.
All right, second part. No, that's bullying, man.
That's basketball. You bullying basketball.
Nah, you competing in basketball.
Nah,
man.
You bully. You played it, bro. You niggas try to play with you what you do to them.
See, but I ain't going to play. No, okay. I went never selective.
No, okay.
So never.
When niggas played with you that was trying to bully you and do all that basketball extra talking shit, what happened?
It went there.
Oh, there you go, nigga.
But it wasn't never selective or picky or choosy.
Don't matter, though. But somebody played with you, you attacked them.
Not no nigga that I know ain't going to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to talk to you and get some understanding. Like, hey, my nigga, I slapped the
no,
fuck out
No, what I'm saying is because you're not a person that be bullying niggas on the court. You be calm.
Right.
If a, but nah, niggas,
a bully would play.
But niggas play with you because they don't know who you are. And then what happened? You whooped them or you hit them. There you go. So it's like.
Nah. There's always a story, though. Let's not just skim over it. So if I'm bullying on play. And then next thing you know, it get a little aggressive.
Right.
I'm going to say something every time, nigga. Every nigga that's one of my teammates that's watching this, I'm going to say something every time. I'm, hey, my nigga, relax.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you hacking me and shit.
But
I'm,
they keep
I'm,
going. It's basketball.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And that's cool. But if we're going to get some understanding, you know who I am.
Right.
And we're going to talk about that real quick. I always gave a disclaimer before I went there.
You never just fired off them niggas doing too
much. Of course.
Oh, come on, nigga.
But niggas that I felt like was on that type of time with me, though.
Right.
Like, niggas type my height with some
not,
understanding.
But you're not no bully on no court like that trying to just pick on niggas. Niggas is playing with you.
Yeah.
So you attacked them. So that's what I'm saying, though. Like, so if you're Steve Kerr and this nigga's bullying you, handle your business then. And if you can't, nigga, then shut up then.
He can talk back. He can't
no,
not,
you
not
can't.
Talk.
If you can't stand up for yourself, why are you talking then? You
gotta save face somewhere.
No, get your jaw broke.
See, nah, man.
That ain't really
but
bullying.
But if you know he's not gonna fight, I'm never ever gonna hit nobody. I know he ain't gonna fight back.
They didn't know you was gonna fight until you showed him. He don't know what Steve Kerr can do. We don't know.
I always gave people opportunity, man.
Yeah, you punched him. Ain't our fault Steve Kerr punked and got punched in his mouth. Should have shut his
when
fucking
I,
mouth.
When for the most part, whenever I put hands on somebody, it was always a square up. We're going to square up and we're going to make it happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But you're going to see me coming. and it's going to be some understanding. And I'm going to let you know I'm coming to beat your ass.
Yeah, bro, but that's you, bro. You, that's a chameleon. Like, most niggas ain't moving like that. You know what I'm saying? Especially in no sport, especially just in life. Yeah. Niggas do like to pick and choose, and nigga going to sneak, nigga ain't going to be fair. You come from a different background. You got more integrity with your squabbles and all that shit.
Right.
90% nigga, including me, I'm going to do whatever it take. I'm going to sneak you. I'm going to throw you off guard. I'm going to bully your nigga. I'm going to pick and choose. I'm going to do all that. I ain't going to lie. Right. I'm going to fight the biggest nigga, the smallest, unless I got to. Like, I really don't pick on them. Like, nigga come to this fight because you a weakling.
Right.
I gave plenty of niggas passes.
That's what Michael Jordan do.
I could have made movies on niggas.
Right.
And I'd be like, come on, bro. You only trying to die. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I just don't like that. Long story short, I don't like no fake tough niggas, man.
Right, I know.
I hate that
shit. That's one of your pet peeves.
I see a nigga, I think, even in prison, I'll be like, nigga, if I see a nigga that be on that type of time, I said, let that nigga come over here playing when I ain't even gonna talk, nigga. I'm just gonna try to take your fucking head off. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be seeing people that be having them kind of characters where you think, like, they just be thinking they gonna hold niggas and all that shit, and you see him move with certain people. Well, I'm telling you, I'm a Jordan teammate, nigga. I'd have been like, okay, I see how he moving. I see how he talking with niggas.
There, bro.
Hey, God bless America, brother.
I ain't throwing
I'm gonna tell you, be straight up. Hey, man.
You gonna have some conversations.
I ain't gonna be no conversation. I see how this nigga moving. I see how he talking. He trying to degrade
niggas.
So you
gonna throw away your whole NBA career.
God bless him. I'm not gonna do it on purpose. But
it
I'm telling
like
you
to me.
No, but I'm telling you, I'm knowing I'm gonna move in that situation. You know what I'm saying? You gonna come over here, you gonna think it's gonna be like how you doing with them niggas? It's gonna be a totally different understanding over here.
Right, and then you're gonna be out the league, and then what?
Hey, man, God bless America. I figured I got this far. I'll figure it out again.
That's true, but hey, bro. You did it before, nigga. Goddamn your school. You know what I'm saying?
You fucking right. You better leave me the fuck alone. I see a motherfucker doing all that shit, all that wild, fake, tough man shit. I don't like none of that shit.
But it's plenty niggas like
trying
that.
To bully niggas.
It's plenty niggas like that. But it's a job. So you just can't walk around and do that shit in reality.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Especially you talking about millions of dollars.
Why all them league niggas be doing that, nigga? Y'all niggas got
basketball.
Millions of dollars. If you don't sit your motherfucking ass down,
that's
you ain't
basketball.
Tough.
He ain't, Joe. I ain't tough. I'm rich. This is sports. I know I talk shit and build this part of the game.
Yeah, you right. They would have got me out by my
fucking... You would have been out of there, bro.
You right.
No ass would be... The jig is up.
Maybe if it's different. If I grew up as a basketball player, maybe shit would have been different.
And you
I
came from you, know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Whole different scenario. So I get it. There's plenty of niggas like you that could have been in the league and niggas got damn janitors now and shit. Niggas was ferocious. Niggas can't have nigga playing with them. But that's part of sports.
For sure.
You got to relax. But you ain't got to deal with it. But I know you couldn't deal with no niggas like that.
No.
Because it's proof,
I can do it with the basketball shit. I just don't like bully niggas who be trying to bully niggas. And then you think you tough for trying to bully another basketball nigga. I don't like that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people that don't be defending themselves and all that. I always had friends when I was in school, nigga, that was like, I always defended them. Like, if I felt like, nigga, man, listen, all my niggas know.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gonna stand up for them.
Listen, bro, if I feel like one of my niggas, like somebody's trying one of my niggas that they feel like they could beat and they kind of go over me to kind of get to him,
right,
nigga, I'm intervening.
Stepping in.
Yep, 100%. Nigga, no, I'll do that with me, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I don't like bully niggas, bro, that do that shit and you're strategic. Niggas, I'll fight anybody.
Yeah, but
it could
see,
be a nigga my
not,
height,
that's not
bigger
safe.
Than me.
That's not safe, and it ain't smart, brother.
Yeah, I feel
because
you.
Especially nowadays, that shit dangerous.
Yeah.
Because them same
That's
niggas,
why I stay out the way.
Yeah, smart man. That's very smart of you.
Yeah.
Because you know who you are. Most people don't. So that's why you got advantage of a whole lot of people.
Sure.
But that scenario is like, yeah, you might be on that and all that's cool, but them same bully niggas, them same niggas you call pussy, they got something they call a gun now. And that's going to nullify
all
that
shit. Well, obviously, when we talking about everything, we talking about just pure fair squabble, brother.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Not no more. Of course. But we talking about, come on, man.
The jig is out. Oh, boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Niggas ain't doing that no more.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Nigga, they scary.
Yeah,
they fake bullies. They got a reputation to hear, too. Nigga, I'm bullying niggas. This nigga big won't knock me out. Okay, nigga, I got something for that. That's why it's just too dangerous nowadays, bro.
Yeah.
So you got to know that.
For sure.
So, like, knowing your environment, knowing who you're talking to was very important. You know what I'm saying? I always analyze everything before I go. Even a weak nigga, you got to be cautious. Them little niggas you talking to.
Yeah.
All that bullying shit is out the window, really, nowadays, like in real life.
Yeah.
That shit dangerous.
For sure.
Nigga will smoke your motherfucking 100%. Ass on accident.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that basketball shit is funny. And it's very a potent part of it because it's intimidation. It's part of the game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's intimidation. You want to elbow a nigga.
Just
nigga,
play ball, man.
Niggas ain't never doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the game. But some niggas just ain't.
Them bully niggas got to be dangerous, though. I'm telling you, though, champ, because them niggas ain't never really got their motherfucking chin tested.
For
I'm
sure.
Telling you,
they're playing
one of them little niggas, that you underestimate and that you think ain't got no shit and ain't got no real motherfucking dynamite behind them motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Crack your ass on that chin one good time, they're gonna lay you flat. The niggas who don't wanna fight is the niggas that you gotta watch out for.
Yeah, and like,
because you back them niggas into a corner, they're gonna hit you one of them bitches.
Yeah, yeah. You can't never just estimate a nigga about what he say, how he look. You can't fight.
Niggas do it every day.
You never know until them shoulders go.
Yeah,
and you don't know if a nigga can take a hit.
Facts.
All this talking on like, nigga, have you been in a fight, nigga? What
facts.
Have you fought? Like, it's just talking.
And that's why I say nigga gotta make me a believer, champ.
For sure.
All that fake tough acting shit, I don't like it.
Yep.
So I wait, let's just stay out the way.
Well, because that's the majority of the time niggas ain't gonna show it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you be like, this nigga was talking crazy. That's how he throw punches, nigga, fighting like that guy.
Yeah.
You gotta show you.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Most niggas ain't been in no real fight.
Yeah, and I get it. Like, you got kind of an aggressive personality to play right. sports and stuff like that.
For sure, it's part of it.
Yeah, but you gotta know, like you said, you gotta know what you are and what you ain't. Nigga, you ain't no street nigga. You ain't make it this far with all these millions. And you talking about you just, come on, been just shooting a shot with niggas and getting fair ones 24-7. Stop. You was in practice, man.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? You was doing individuals. You was doing schoolwork, nigga. You was doing all this. Stop.
Yeah, it's super rare that nigga.
How many times you fighting your motherfucking life? How many times you got hit in your chin, nigga,
right.
when you be sitting there to be acting all tough like this with people?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's part of the game. It's part of the sport. But a lot of niggas do get their ass motherfucking tested and they don't win. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some niggas do. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
For me and you, we've been through that shit and we should have tested the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga ever play with me on my teams. I punch niggas in games. Yeah. On my team. Want to go organic? Tell her that.
Yeah, let's
nigga.
Give him that. Let's give him that.
You know
we were supposed to tell him that last time.
Yeah, I forgot to tell him about that. But and it ain't on purpose. It's just, nigga, it's the natural instinct of who you are.
Yeah.
So I've always been a fighter. I've always been an aggressive person my whole life. And that is who I was raised to be. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep it real, too. I never had too many, like, nigga, back and forth long fights. I really just whooped niggas and got them out the way majority of my time, thank God. You know what I'm saying?
That's
time
a blessing,
to,
though.
Yeah, fight, all night, all night. No, I really just get them up out of here. So I always was trained that way out. So I'm always ready up for that shit. There's nothing bother me.
Right.
But anyway, so I'm in school with Georgia Perimeter College, my JUCO. And we got a guy named, I'm going to use his name, Garvin. He's a 7-foot
shit,
nigga.
You going crazy.
Fuck that nigga.
Damn.
He's a 7-foot.
You in blood, huh?
Yeah, he know what it is. He a 7-foot thug, though.
Mm.
Nigga 7-foot, but he a thug ass nigga. Be taking nigga shit. I remember he was in a study hall one day.
He was a bully or was he?
He was a bully.
Okay.
So he a 7-foot bully nigga. But like you said, you be watching nigga play with. So that I know what you're saying.
Oh, one of them.
I'm like, nigga, play with me, nigga. Watch what I'm going to do. In my whole brain, like, nigga, yeah, I hear all that shit.
Why you say it was bad when I did it then?
I know, but I ain't. You telling too much. You be all, I be watching, nigga. I'm waiting. You know what I'm saying? But I was waiting for the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't. You showing it. Like, nigga, come over here. I'm kind of like, this nigga ever come this way.
So, I was kind of like that a little bit.
That's true. But we in study hall one day, right?
Yeah.
And my nigga, I'm saying, my nigga Bert.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to study hall and he lost his cell phone. And they come to find out, nigga Garvin, 7-foot Garvin, gangster Garvin, nigga had his phone. And he find out about it, man. Like, nigga, get my phone back. My nigga, you had my phone. Nigga said, yeah, I had your phone, niggas. And what, nigga? He like, man, bro, you gonna pay me? He gave it back to him, like, and what, nigga? So what? I didn't know it was yours, nigga. Here you go. He like, man, you gonna have to pay me for that, bro, the minutes you used. He was like, nigga, all right, nigga, whatever, right? He goes to the back of the class. And Bird like, yeah, nigga, it's like $200, bro. I saw the bill. Make sure you pay me that. Nigga in the back of class looking at him. Nigga Garvin gets back up, stands up, walk to behind that nigga. He put his arm back to the goddamn the upper hemisphere. Bang! And punched that nigga to his goddamn jaw in the back of his goddamn head. Ooh. Hit him hard as fuck. Bang!
Sound
bang.
Like it hurt.
Like two of them. It was a 7-foot wingspan.
Yeah.
Bang!
So he got some velocity on
him. Yeah, he got a little extra trajectory coming from Mount Olympus. Hit that nigga twice. Boom, boom. I'm like, oh, shit. And then we all broke this shit up. Like, oh. And that nigga thought he was crazy.
He grabbed the motherfucking Thor Thunderbolt and then hit him.
Yeah, hit that nigga something serious. So I remember that shit. Like, this nigga retarded, right?
Yeah.
So fast forward. We playing in the regional championship to go to Hutchinson. It's like the JUCO Sweet 16.
Right.
And we playing against Ashley Helicopter from N1. He was on another team in North Carolina, so we playing against them. And they beat us. They beating the shit out of us. They are like 20. We losing. So I'm like, damn, the jig is up. So they take out the starter. So we all sitting on a bitch. And they send the bum niggas in. You know what I'm saying? No offense, but it's true. The peasant niggas is in the game. The game is over, man. The motherfucking...
The jig is up.
So I'm sitting there watching the game like, boom. And then one of the bum niggas get a point. Oh, niggas clapping in the crowd and all that. Hey, my nigga, I ain't clapping for nobody. Our season over with. Right. We lost, my nigga.
Embarrassing.
Yeah, embarrassing. I ain't finna be clapping for no niggas that's got the bench niggas scoring on some. And when they put the slow niggas in, they get a bucket. I ain't got time for that shit.
Go out there frantic with it trying to get the bucket done.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Just so you can do something.
I ain't got no fake applause for no nigga right now. I'm mad.
Yeah,
so I'm sitting there, right?
Rightfully so, too.
And most niggas clapping, I'm not. You know, I ain't no clap nigga anyway, so boom. And then another nigga get a basket, score on our team. Other niggas clapping again, me like this. And then I look, I hear a nigga talking like, man, just hating that, because my nigga Garvin, he tore his ACL at this time, so he in the crowd. So he's not on the bench. He's
7 foot nigga.
7 foot nigga, gangster Garvin. He behind us in the crowd. So as I'm sitting there, I hear him say, hating ass niggas ain't clapping for their own teammates. Niggas think they better than everybody. So I'm like, no nigga ain't talking to me. So I kind of turn my head like that, get more of the eerie into what's saying. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, huh?
Perked it up a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't go full head turn because I'm on the he in the crowd. So I want to look up that. So I'm still like, huh? And I'm like,
Power of the Rings elf ear type.
Right, right. He said, niggas think they motherfucking all that. Niggas ain't shit, nigga. I said, nigga, who you talking to, nigga? Nigga said, you. I said, man, fuck you, nigga, right? So I'm like, fuck you, nigga. I ain't thinking about it. All I felt was a motherfucking palm on my whole motherfucking head like this. Fuck you, bitch ass nigga. Push my head down.
Grab the milk
down. Push that motherfucker down. Boom. My motherfucking head hit my knees. Boom. God damn. Like crash dummy. Whiplash.
Ah.
Nigga, 7 foot nigga push my shit hard. I ain't gonna lie.
All right. Type dug it into the flow tight.
Motherfucker shit like, dude. Fuck my shit up, right?
Yeah.
So I said, oh shit. So it was an instant. All I saw, all I can remember is seeing red.
Yeah.
It was like, nigga, I just stood up, turned around, looked at that nigga. I put that, I put my fucking left hand by my hip, stepped into it with the right foot. Bam! Hit that nigga with that Wilder. That nigga was like, oh. And I came with that motherfucking right. Boom! Hit that nigga. He just laid on the motherfucking bench like this. He's in the crowd, nigga.
Yeah.
He like this. Blood, Nile River blood coming out of his mouth. I said, nigga, you ever touch me, nigga, again, I'ma kill you, nigga. Coach like, Jarvis, go to the goddamn locker room. I said, no.
Yeah.
Everybody grabbed me in front of everybody, nigga. He's in the crowd.
Yeah.
I'm on the bench. In the game is going on.
Yeah.
I hit him with that nigga. Pom pom! Two motherfucking
extracurricular motherfucker.
What? Hip and action footstep plant. Rock this shit. He typed, I ain't knock him out, but the nigga was almost there.
Yeah, he was there.
Definitely.
Yeah. He didn't know where he was.
He didn't know. Definitely did. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I go to the locker room.
He had a Tweety Bird motherfucker floating around
there. Oh, for sure. I'm in the locker room mad, pacing him back and forth. Nigga throwing the chair. Motherfucker, touch me, nigga. I was like, hey, niggas don't never touch me, nigga. Yeah. I'm in that motherfucker going crazy in the locker room. I come down. Everybody come out to the game like, oh, Jarvis, why you do that shit, nigga? You crazy. Oh, coach come down. My coach is such a G, though. He came down there. Jarvis, what the fuck happened? Because he didn't know. I said, listen up, coach. The nigga mushed my head.
What was I to do?
Coach said, hey. A grown man shouldn't touch no other grown man. That's what it is. I'm like, what the fuck got?
Yeah, 100%. So your coach was definitely
one of the ones.
Oh, gangster, Coach Barney. Shout out to Coach Barney.
I fuck with Coach.
So I didn't
like
get
that.
In trouble or nothing. So like, boom. So after the game, I didn't see the nigga or nothing. So I'm still on a rampage. So I go to that nigga room. I go tear his whole room up. He had his crutches. I broke his motherfucking crutches. I tore his whole shit up, nigga. When by the time he came back, I saw him the next day. He was walking with no crutches. Like,
want to be your best buddy?
I want to talk to you.
Every time, right. Bullies get bullied, man.
I want to talk to you, man. Hey, man, I just want to apologize, man. I'm like, yeah, I'm cool. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I shook his hand. We was cool after that.
Yeah.
But nigga mushed
sometimes
my head.
Sometimes they just need a good ass whooping.
But nigga mushed my head, Slim.
Yeah, that was out of pocket.
That was crazy.
That was out of pocket.
Like, nigga, for no reason.
I've heard that story before, too. And again, still out of pocket.
I ain't got to clap for these fuck. Yeah. Nigga mushed my head.
Yeah.
I had to punch this nigga, man, for everybody. Like, it wasn't on purpose, but that's what
God
I'm saying.
Bless
like,
America.
When it's time to go, it's time to go. It ain't no thinking, nigga. Just instant reaction.
Yeah, you touched me, man.
Nigga pushed my head. My nigga, I just turned. Nigga, I broke his shit, bro. Yep. I hit that nigga so hard, bro.
And then you gotta understand where that comes from, too. Like, nigga don't like being played with. You know
Ever.
What I'm saying? You ain't no light skinned nigga either. So it's
hell
like,
no.
But everybody gets played with at some point in time. Actually, who did I say that to the other day? Was I talking to DC?
I think it was.
When I said, I said, everybody at some point in life. In their life have been played with.
That's a fact.
And then what it does is when you get played with like that, you turn you into a complete savage, and then you always relive that moment when a nigga played with you and you let a nigga slide. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so whenever you, that means that everybody at some point in time has had a bully experience.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then from there, you turn the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to.
And that's why I say, and it make you do things. Like early on, like I wasn't always this tall, I wasn't always this big.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I stab a nigga quick.
Oh, we know about the stabs.
100%. Everybody know me as a kid.
Slim Myers.
I kept the knives.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? So
nice
I was like,
because
I wasn't that confident in the hands.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? The niggas was bigger than me and all this shit. I'm a, listen.
Equalizer.
Yep. And we, hey, we gonna equalize everything. Okay, yeah, you probably beat me up, nigga, but I'm boy.
Whatever it takes.
Cause you better get off what you can, cause I swear I'm coming.
I'm hitting the artery.
I didn't even know nothing about arteries then, but I just, boy, good thing I didn't. Good thing I didn't back then. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know what's crazy? I probably wouldn't have been on that stabbery like that if I, like, because every time like that happened with me with somebody,
right.
I never was like trying to stab them to kill them. I just wanted to hurt them bad because I feel like they was trying to hurt me.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So you knew that stabbing gonna make them calm down a little bit.
That's gonna make you, oh, this nigga crazy.
You weren't going for the murder.
I wasn't going for murder. But when I look back
that,
at it.
You hear that, DA?
Yeah, see, but when I look back at it though, I'd be like, damn, nigga could have died.
Easily.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, one poke.
And I could have been one of them kids. They'd be like, damn, nigga, your kid over here did this to kill the.
Yeah, give you juvenile one of them life and all that. Yeah.
I could have been one of them kids, champ.
Yeah, you poked a few niggas. Lie to you. How many niggas you stabbed?
Hey, brother, come on.
Come on, champ.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying?
Big white man.
But, nigga, when I was a kid, I was quick to grab some weapons, boy.
Right.
What? Let me feel like I got a bench on me.
You gonna poke him.
Brick. Whatever. Hanger, whatever's around me.
Hey, man, I feel that's how I'm supposed to be anyway.
Don't play with me. I started getting taller. That's when shit got.
I don't give a fuck, nigga. Play with me, man. I can fight very well.
Whatever
I'm
gonna
use
take.
Whatever on a nigga. Don't touch me, nigga. I don't got no rule. Like, hey, we get a fair one. I got you, nigga. You liable to die, nigga. Leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't gonna be no squared up.
Leave me alone, man. Because I don't know. Especially got my bag on me. Get fair, come on, go. I don't fuck. I'm winning or not. I might just get finish you off. I'm retarded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So just leave niggas alone, man.
For sure. That's your best bet.
I'm too grown. I'm 41, bro. Hey, let's go in the back. Hey, brother, you might not make it back. Leave me the fuck alone all day, nigga. Just squash it. Just have a conversation like gentlemen. This is where the gentleman and the grown man shit going to work today. We're going to talk.
Yeah, let's talk it out.
Because you talking about some, hey, all right, nigga.
You trying to hurt me? You trying to bring me in the back and hurt
me? You might hurt me. You might hit me and break my shit. I'm gonna keep that, hey, brother.
So you got to go out undefeated, on three of them.
Yeah. So they're just talking out. I'm with the talking, brother. I'm with the talking.
Definitely, if it's some nigga with some stature type. Huh?
Yeah. You might got a chance. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna lie to you. I'm not going to fabricate it, brother. You're liable to die, bro. So just have civil conversations and do it that way because I'm with that. You know what I'm saying?
See, I haven't.
After that.
Yeah. See, and you never know how it goes. That's the thing about fighting that makes it a real tricky situation. One punch. That's why I respect boxers so much. I get in that ring
because
you get in front of people. And if you ever in the hood, you all circle up and get into a fight.
Yeah.
It could go that way.
Right.
And it could be the most embarrassing shit ever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And even though you can win some, you could definitely lose some.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
Even a nigga who's won everything, because eventually you're gonna meet a nigga that can fight better than you, that's stronger than
and
you.
And only take one hit.
That's all it takes.
It could be the weak nigga just got the weakest. Boom and oh.
Yep. And just caught you off guard.
I done seen that. Yeah. I seen that.
100%.
Sure.
So it's like I ain't always been the best fighter, but one of my best things, like my little brother who's a pro boxer.
Yep.
When we was kids, 100%. When we was kids, we always put on the gloves. Oh, nigga, got a problem? Nigga, go grab the gloves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's just always how we did it. You know what I'm saying? Not every time. We every doubt. You know, with all the bros and shit, it wasn't always like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes they got too quick. Yeah.
Too quick. Yeah, 100%. But for the most part, if you know what I'm saying, we was in a composed situation, it'd be like that. And I wasn't always the best fighter, but what I learned is my goal and my willingness to die by it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when I did basketball, I wasn't the most skilled person,
right.
But my work ethic and my ability to go all the way to the end, because I'm willing to die by it.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? With everything I do. So my ability to just go and die by it,
yep.
The fights I've won, those are the ones that always.
And those are mostly like the best fighters because. Yeah. Just like in boxing,
Andy Ruiz type, but he got hands too.
No, he got hands too. But like Evander Holyfield versus Tyson, he just kept hitting them back, kept fighting back. He ain't got to be the most skilled with the most knockout power, nigga. I'm gonna keep hitting you. I ain't gonna get out your face,
sure.
Nigga. That wear a nigga down. Just like with pit fighting, it ain't the most biggest ferocious pit. It's the one that ain't gonna stop, gonna 100%. Go to the end, gonna choke you down, gonna bite, hold, and keep going to the end.
Because I guarantee you, if you put that dummy thing, like that dummy thing you used to hit, if you put, like you do your hands of God, if you put that dummy thing in front of me, I can guarantee you I wouldn't look nowhere near as good as you.
Right, yeah, I remember he was punching one thing, like, hey, nigga.
No, 100%.
You're looking smooth, but
I'm not going to look as good as you.
Right,
I can guarantee you I'm not going to look as good as you while you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? You got that shit down packed. You know what I'm saying? But I done been in the war with the understanding, and I'm telling you I'm going to the end, champ. You got to put me down.
That counts.
And I'm willing, and I'm not okay with being put down. But I know it's part of the game.
That's why.
So if I get put down, It's all good.
That's why you different. And you was trained in gladiator school called prison. So you understand.
The streets before that.
Yeah, you understand. One-on-ones, going to the cell, nigga, me and you fighting to the end. That's a different type of training. You know what I'm saying? And the streets is really not like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In California, they got the fade shit that's more
in the streets, it's more like that.
Other places ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? It's very rare that that happens. So
yeah, Minnesota niggas jump you, niggas be on that same time, stab you, shoot you. Yeah, that's true, very true.
So you was trained differently, and I respect it. Because it actually
prison is where it really went for me.
That's where it's at.
But I was always fighting as a kid, but prison is where it went there.
Yeah, because you get it. And that's and true indeed, that's really how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it just didn't translate to the real world like that. And that's why a lot of niggas come out, they be ready to do that to nigga, they always die quick.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Got time to be sitting fighting.
Because that's how it's supposed to go. And then win, lose, or draw, we shake hands and we cool.
And niggas ain't going to be with that.
Yeah, see.
And the niggas have been training on how to fight for a couple of minutes and get down, get up. Nigga ain't going
to
like that.
Be winded, still not a throw
with. Nigga, you keep going and choking me and beating me.
See, but in prison, that's rule off. A nigga say he's done, it's over with. See, but that's where
some niggas OD though.
Some niggas
I done seen when niggas be stumping. Nigga, hey.
Yeah, it do happen.
That one video.
It do happen.
He got that wave off on that nigga.
It do happen. It do happen.
And that's when it's a problem, right?
Sure, that's when niggas gonna die.
Go ahead and get that belt and wax.
Now niggas gonna get their niggas, and it's gonna be that.
Get that the handcuff key.
Yeah, but most of the time, you know what I'm saying, it's just it's a unwritten rule in prison. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like you go in there, you go in the cell, you squabble,
right.
Win, lose, or draw, you shake hands and you're done.
Yeah, I respect it.
And you know, to kind of touch on what you were talking about before, is like, that's why I think I don't like bullies, bro, because it goes deep rooted. Like, if you think
for
childhood,
sure.
Like,
it come from childhood, bro.
No, nigga, my dad bullied me my whole life, my whole childhood.
We're going too deep in the bro.
Yeah,
I know
but no, it's some real shit. I'm gonna keep it funky.
Give it to him then, Slim.
So, me having that, like, you're supposed to have a nigga that's supposed to be your father, that's supposed to protect you, you know what I'm saying? That's supposed to, like, you know what I'm saying, help you, give you advice, shit like that. A nigga was a bully.
Right.
Narcissistic bully.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like, I think that's why I'm so short-fused for niggas as bullies.
Yep.
I don't like when people do that. Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? We were kids, bro.
Oh, that's where it comes from.
You know
from.
What I'm saying? Yeah, that is where it comes from.
Because you get hot, boy. Niggas are pushing, goddamn. I'm saying something.
That dude hits a core for me.
Yeah, you go crazy.
It do hit a core for me.
Shout out to
lie.
Michael Jordan. God damn, he didn't mean it, Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan might want to sponsor this podcast.
I meant it,
God damn it.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't say nothing I ain't mean.
We got LeBron. Mm-hmm. Hey, LeBron. Nah, fuck LeBron.
Nah, I fuck with LeBron.
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, I fuck
he
with
him. He pussy.
Hey, brother, everybody's trying to say opinion.
Who that nigga fight?
I'm just saying, I don't like people that do that bullying shit, and I know you really ain't even about that like that. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? And then
shit really ain't cool.
And I really don't like picky, choosy niggas. You know what I'm saying? I never been no picky choosy nigga, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I feel like a nigga could whoop me, I done went in sales with niggas. I felt like if nigga, I done went into sales with niggas where I thought a nigga was really gonna whoop me. Yeah. Like, I'm like, nigga, hey, we gonna go in this bitch and you gonna have to make me a believer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But nigga, to the look, you gotta understand, nigga been in there 15 years, 20 years. You go in there with these niggas has got one nigga on the side of the bench, another nigga on the side of the bench, pushing it down and he living this shit. And you go in there and fighting with niggas like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, I mean, shit, nigga, you would think that equates to
strength, it don't though.
But it don't though.
Well, you know that, yeah.
But it's intimidating.
And very strong.
But they use
that to their advantage, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Right.
And they do. Yeah. So then you gotta find out. Like even Jordan respected motherfuckers that he said that dude was the type respect him after that.
Yeah.
Even situations where niggas fought, you fought that 7-foot nigga. Yeah. It was respect after that.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't knock him out or really fuck him up,
respect.
It's still hands was thrown and we got some understanding. That nigga's not going.
Right.
So I learned that early.
Yep.
Nigga, I'm not going.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So motherfucker gotta make me a believer. And when you're doing that, you gotta understand. You go in that cell, it could go either really good or it could go really bad.
Right.
I've seen both. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
And it could be like that. The toughest niggas could get knocked the fuck out.
Oh, for sure.
And the niggas that appear to be the weakest niggas could knock out the toughest nigga.
Yep, that's true, man. Especially nowadays. With the MMA and shit.
Yes.
Them white boys hurt you bad, boy.
Leave people alone. You see any nigga with that ear, just leave him alone.
Leave him alone.
Because even a nigga who getting beat up in that motherfucker, he going to beat the dog shit out you.
Oh, for sure. They're going to wrap you up. Yeah. And they can't wait. Yeah. Listen, when UFC first started, I told every nigga I know, I said, listen up, man. Leave them white boys alone.
Yeah.
They waiting to try this shit out on your motherfucking nigga ass and make a movie out of you.
Yeah.
And from then on, I see a lot of niggas getting their ass knocked out by white boys on the world stars and all
leave
that.
Leave them alone.
Unless you can fight. Fight.
Or even them wrestler, fight. Even them wrestler white boys that went to college and wrestling.
That count. It ain't about just knocking niggas out. It's about choking them and grabbing them and holding them down.
So me, you, yeah.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Blacking you out.
Yep. Yeah, that's even 100%. Worse. So like, be cautious. If you don't know how to fight, stop acting like you know how to fight and trying to intimidate these white people.
Right.
They're going to hurt you bad, man.
Yep, 100%.
They train and they take Aikido, they take Jiu Kundo and karate and Judo and goddamn, they're going to hurt
they
you.
They say that's the main one, the Jiu-Jitsu motherfucker.
Jiu-Jitsu
they say that's the most... universal that's gonna get you all the way right. You fuck the boxing, fuck the
jiu-jitsu.
Do jiu-jitsu, you're gonna be able to fuck everybody up.
Yep, because you got the main thing is that headlock. getting out the headlock and putting nigga in a good solid headlock. It's gonna fuck you over.
100%
You know what I'm saying? They really know how to lock that motherfucker. And arm bars and shit.
Yeah, and but also what makes it so dangerous is as you learn, you start to learn how to look at people's body movements. Like, see, prison shit, street shit, it's just like you throwing them, you going in like Nate Robinson and you just hoping for the best.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? But when you tactical with the understanding,
different.
Nigga, you looking at niggas body language, their feet, you looking at all sorts of shit. It's like trying to play somebody that's in a D1 basketball player or even just an organized basketball player versus a street baller.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying?
Big
like it's a different type of understanding that the foundation is laid. So it's going to be slim to none. It's going to be, you can have a D1 nigga that's top level, and you can have a street nigga that's a top level nigga. The D1 nigga, if they both want to go to the end, the D1 nigga going to win in the end.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And it's rare that you can do both like that.
Right, exactly.
Especially in an organized game.
100%. So it's like the same thing if you computed the fighting, it's kind of the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're getting into, man. And like that guy, like what I was just saying too, is like when it boils down, nigga, if you ain't been in fights and you ain't really knowing like what your hands and body can do, stop acting like you like that, bro.
Facts.
Because a nigga gonna try you and gonna see what's up. And you get your ass brutally beat or choked the fuck out or die.
And it's dangerous.
Super dangerous
because
nowadays.
Because you got to think, one hit, you could kill somebody.
Right.
You know, they could fall back, hit their head.
Nigga might get two goddamn extracurricular on the chokery, too, and don't let it go.
That, too.
Nigga want your eyes.
Don't know how to let it go when you just pass out. They just they just hold it a little too long and you die.
Nigga might go to the limit on your ass.
100%.
Because he finally got to lock it on the motherfucker for playing with him.
And it's not, it won't be a good feeling for no man to ever get their ass whooped. Solo privately, let alone in publicly in front of people.
And video recorded.
And video recorded. Because it's 2022. It's going to be recorded now.
They're going to push you on understanding.
So it's not a good feeling. But that's why I'm always sympathetic to people like a Nate Robinson who go in there and then that does happen.
Yeah.
Like, I respect him. You know what I'm saying? But it's a dangerous situation that you're going into, you know? And it's sad if it happens like that. Because you know as a man how you would feel.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
so
definitely sad.
I never made fun of nobody when that kind of shit happens. Not even Wilder, not Nate Robinson, not nobody.
Real.
Not nobody even in the hood or nobody in a cell. You know, because you know at any point in time that could be you.
Yeah. It's always a possibility. And you always got to respect somebody that has the audacity to do those type of events.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? From boxing, MMA, whatever. You got to respect it. Sometimes it do be funny now when they get their goddamn dumbass in there and get knocked out. But you still got to respect it because just get it in there. It's crazy. Like, I think Le'Veon Bell, he fought Adrian Peterson, knocked his goddamn ass out. But he just fought again on the undercard of Jake Paul shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he went all the way to the end. He lost, but he fought a Uriah Hall. He was a full UFC nigga. So they boxed, but he lost. But he went the full 5-6 rounds, whatever it was, to the end again. So he fought again.
Yeah.
So that shit is real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got some audacity, but you got to be careful out here in this world, man, when it comes to shit like that. Bullying is never cool. You know what I'm saying?
Michael Jordan.
Shout out to Jordan.
You know, I actually rock with Michael Jordan. I got to say that. I rock with Michael Jordan, but just because I think that was a pussy move, that doesn't mean I don't rock with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I rock with Michael Jordan, I rock with LeBron. I think the cross comparison shouldn't even be going down like that. But
yeah, that's whack.
Yeah, it is. But I like the basketball Michael Jordan and all that stuff. But it makes me look at when he do stuff like that, like I said, it hits a chord for me. So when I see stuff like that, like, I don't like people that bully people. And if I feel like somebody's bullying somebody, I think that shows a flaw in your character. You know what I'm saying? For bullying somebody that you know ain't going to do no shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But at the same time, that's, you know, it's sports. So he probably don't walk
maybe it was
around.
A heated moment, huh?
I mean,
and we don't know what Steve Kerr did either.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you know, because you probably slapped the fuck out of him too, nigga, acting too dumb. Because in the day, nigga acting too dumb, you know you can whoop him or not. You just put, come on, bro, let me just get you in line real quick. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me, my nigga.
I ain't never did that with nobody I know I could whoop, though.
I mean, some people just put themselves up as if you got to slap. I done slapped a few niggas that...
I done slapped some niggas.
Like, calm the fuck down. I mean, punch the shit out. I'm like, nigga, they going to be full beating because one going to goddamn...
I think a slap is worse than a punch.
Yeah, it is.
But, nigga, like, sometimes, like, you know what I mean? If it's a situation where it's like...
A choke. I done choked
you
the
You
want to
hit him, but then
out.
You end up, like, as you do it, you just end up slapping the fuck out of him.
I done choked the motherfucker, like, until they passed out type
punch. Oh, shit.
Like a little peon.
How'd you know when to let go?
God.
Damn!
You know what I'm saying? I went to the limit on nigga. I tried to take him out. Why the fuck you playing with me, nigga?
Yeah.
Just, nigga.
Yeah.
Ragdoll this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Pick you off your feet, nigga. This fool Goliath, three of them, too.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, make 240, three of them.
But
mugga put you to that limit, like, nigga.
Yeah, for sure.
But it ain't cool to be bullying people.
I don't like that shit.
You got to be cautious, especially nowadays. Anybody out there, man, Learn how to walk away. Learn how to have them conversations is key.
But hurt people. That's probably what happened. They probably was fucked up and bullied, and they started bullying niggas.
For sure. Or then, if you're going for sports, or you're just going to the real world, it's kind of different because that is a tactic in sports. Use that to your advantage. But when you come to the point you're touching and hitting people, that's different. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely people you know ain't going to do shit.
Right. I mean, shit, this is them kind of the best ones. Man, you keep on trying to take it for these niggas. Fuck them niggas, man. Them niggas weak. Nigga, fuck them. You ain't going to do nothing. I'm really going to step on you. Nigga, this is America. Why not? Like, come on, brother. God damn. You keep on taking up for them weak niggas, them under pussy niggas. Them niggas gotta get they wave up. Like, you just gonna let them keep on bullying you? Nigga, I'm gonna keep taking advantage of your goof ass. You know what I'm saying? I ain't the nigga to do it, but I get it, shit.
You just said you was the nigga to do it,
though. Right, I am, too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I really ain't do that to people.
Yeah, you sure?
I'm sounded like it. I mean,
you got the 7 foot nigga out of there.
But I thought he was gangster though. I saw him rock.
See, that's different though. Yeah. See, that's different.
I knew he was adversary.
Right. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's the shit I'm talking about.
There was
about.
Another big nigga on my team. He was be like 6'8", like 260. Big
nigga. But you ain't gonna do it to the little white boy shooter that all he ain't do is shoot and he ain't doing nothing like that.
I ain't gonna slap him, but I probably talk crazy to him.
Cool. Talking crazy is cool.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna put my hands on him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I always fought the bigger nigga. My nigga Robot.
And you always fought for your little brother, Trent?
All the time. Like, no, I'm a monster, bro.
Yeah, you don't like bullies either.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. But I understand them. Yeah. But I really would never. I had a bully personality, but I never like initiated to that degree.
Yeah.
I always fought the biggest and craziest niggas.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But again, God bless me because shout out to my nigga Robot.
Never had to go head toe to toe tight.
Never did that.
Right.
RIP to my guys. Shad, my nigga Robot, WWE wrestler. Like he was on my team in JUCO. He was nigga tall, big as hell. He thought he could fight and all that. Choked that nigga smooth out. Nigga playing with me. My nigga X, he was big 6'8", motherfucking 260.
Did you just like jump on his back, choke him? Or did you throw a hand or two and then choke him?
Like, he wanted to wrestle me in some shit. But I know how to do everything, brother.
Right.
So I got him, choked his ass out. But then another nigga, he had a boxing event at our school. And nobody was scared. Everybody was scared of box big X. He a big nigga like 6'8", like one of them 260, like a big, but a nigga jumping everything. Like he
Braun
just,
type.
Yeah, but he was big though. Like like Zion type.
Oh, okay.
Bigger than kind everybody.
Big, heavy, fat body.
Yeah, but he could jump and shit. Nigga, we put them gloves on, everybody scared. Like, nigga, let's get in there. I got that nigga, whoop, duck that shit, bang, and knock this big ass down. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Did you stop after that though?
Like, yeah, right, nigga, it was one. Yeah, I got him out of there. Nigga, let's go again. Oh, come on, brother. The jig was up, I won.
The jig is up.
And they came out, let's go again. Oh, listen up, boy.
Boy, ain't no fucking way,
nice
boy.
Job. You don't want to see another one, brother. We done.
Yeah, I was out of there. I got my rocks off. I ain't gonna lie. It was like the bouncy motherfucker with the big glove. So it was like joking, but I still know that.
Oh, so you was joking, though. It was like a fun thing to shoot together. I was like, I'm going to get you.
Of course.
Yeah.
But everybody else was scared of going there with them. I'm like, fuck it. I put the bitches on Voo.
The big rock'em sock'em goddamn motherfucker.
And it's the bouncy house.
Yeah, okay.
So we was in that bitch. He's drunk. I ducked and came down with that left. Bong! That nigga said, boom, fell down. I was like,
hit the trampoline.
Jig is up. I read about that motherfucker.
The jig is up.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm going to do it, bro. Don't ever get it fucked up, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm a smart nigga, but don't think.
Yeah.
The biggest nigga come play.
I think you'll do good with a square up, though.
But I don't want to do it, though. I don't want to do that shit.
I think you'll do good with a square.
Because I'd rather just.
Yeah. I mean,
leave me alone.
I mean, you're strong. I seen what you on the hands of God when you was hitting the dummy and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's a little different when you're exchanging them.
Very different.
But I think you'll do sturdy, though. The main thing is your chin.
The chin. See,
because you're
going to
get hit in a small space. Like if we was the box right here in this room, nigga, you're going to hit me, I'm going to hit you. Right. There's no way around it. You know what I'm saying? Unless the first one just kink tight.
And you just got down.
Right.
You know stay tight, old nigga.
But most of the time, y'all both going into a small space, so you're kind of expecting to get hit.
Right.
So most of the time, it ain't going to be one hit, one done kind of thing. Most of the time, it's going
to
be a tussle.
Yeah,
you got to fight. You know? Yeah. So most of the time, it's going
to
go.
I know I got the dog go to the limit because I know how I play sports is the same how you fight to me. And I went to the limit. I almost passed out when I play. I go sprints, whatever we doing, I'm going to go, nigga. I got to die.
Yeah.
So I got that die personality. We didn't play ball, nigga. You know, you got to kill
for
me.
For sure.
So it's like, that's my personality. So I know. Have I ever been in one of those situations? I haven't. I ain't even going to lie to myself or nobody
and God
else.
God willing, you ain't never got to after 41 years old.
Because you got damn right, man. Fuck, nigga, you know, all that extra fighting on me, nigga. I'm going to. And if you go too long, even if I win, you didn't did too much, nigga.
Yeah.
I'm circling around with them. All that touching me, nigga. Hold on. I thought about it, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga kind of hit me a couple times. Where that nigga live, man?
Couple good ones up, black the organic eyeball type.
Yeah. Shit me, nigga. Fuck that, nigga.
Choose.
You know what I'm saying? I got to get that finished, man.
You know what you should do? I should have gave that prison storyteller when the nigga was grabbing my brains tight.
You did this already.
Did I talk about that?
That was on season one. That was season one. Okay, Forgiato.
Yeah. Oh, it was, wasn't it? Yeah, that was
a legendary story.
Yeah. I was working in the kitchen. That was a funny one, though. Y'all go back.
I got to find that episode and put it in the tag.
I'll beat the shit out of him, too. He grabbed my braid, fucking ripped my shit up.
So you thought about that later, the motherfucker?
Yeah, then I wanted to fight him again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I fully won, it was
nigga.
Right, but then the CO came by while we were squabbling in the cell, and then it was cool. He was usually a bitch ass CO too, but that day he just gave us a pass.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm gonna find that episode and put in a link below in the description, man. But that's episode 54 out the door, man. Yeah. Great conversation, man.
54,
man. But yeah, man, end of the day, man, don't be bullying nobody. You know, try your best to have civil conversations to nullify, you know, any further situations. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because fighting ain't where it's at.
It ain't, bro. Fighting, because it leads to so much bullshit.
And even that shit can really do a number on your brain.
Even arguments, bro. So, for instance, before I ended, that situation with the Quavos, we don't know exactly what happened. Facts. But I almost was in a situation like that with my little brother who was in Minnesota. And he was a newer nigga from overseas. Yeah. And nigga, I could beat you in ball and all that. And they talking. My brother, little drunk, this nigga talking. And I stopped it right there. I said, listen, let's go. I ain't got time for these conversations with niggas. Let's go. All this joking and playing could escalate.
It's gonna lead somewhere.
He like, man, I grabbed my brother. We left out and I explained it to him. So to this day, he still didn't really get it. Till that shit happened, he hit me like, nigga, you was right.
Yep.
That little conversation could have escalated.
Lead it up to something.
Yeah, nigga, I whoop you in the back. You can't play with me, little bum ass nigga. Hold on now. It could escalate.
Yep, for sure.
And I got it out of there. And you know me, big whistle on me. And I know what I'm going to do. Same scenario could happen.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying? So, conversations is key. Nullify the bullshit by just getting out the way, sometimes walking away. It's okay to be pussy. It ain't okay to be dead. It ain't okay to be in prison. Remember that.
Yep, 100%.
There was
a few times, too, where it was just takeoff, too. I just thought about it in my head. There was a couple times when I first came home from prison where I just really slapped the shit out of somebody.
Went up somebody's
head off the rip.
Oh, you did that
and
a
I
lot
didn't
of
know
times.
If it was going, if they was going to squabble or not. So that actually has happened.
Yeah.
So it's been so many. I fucking.
Yeah, you got to
anyway, relax. Episode 54, man.
We out the door, man. Appreciate you guys. We up out of here, man. Keep it organic. Keep it pure for the season. That's all.
Tight in.
Top of the move, started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.